Hi, Bob.
Hi, Doctor. Thank you for taking your Saturday off and coming in. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. That's kind of you, sir. I like talking with folks about what's going on with the health.
My blood pressure, the top number is 115 and the lower number is 72, and my pulse is 67. So 115 over 72, and that's a little low, but that's okay. My question is, when I go up into higher elevation, like camping, or if I go to, let's say, Chelan, that's 2,000 or 3,000, my blood pressure goes up to top number 140 to 95.
And does your pulse go up too, sir?
I'm wondering.
Does your pulse go up too? Have you noticed if your pulse goes up a little too?
Yeah, that goes up a little bit. Okay. And I've talked to a couple people, and in fact, I'm on blood pressure pills, and I talked to the doctor, and he said, yeah, that happens. And he said, just drink a lot of water, stay hydrated. So I thought, well, I want to, you know, and that's, we should stay hydrated all the time. But I wanted to get your thought.
Well, I want to go beyond a little bit that happens. It certainly does. But let's go to one of the big reasons, and not the only reason, but it's the main one, why it happens. How do you like that? Because if we can get to why, then we can do something about it. Okay, you first started with your so-called systolic or higher level of blood pressure, and it wasn't much lower, but notice it is a little lower than the average systolic pressure. Mm-hmm, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing goes for the one called diastolic, which is the lower one, and your pulse your pulse is not abnormal, it's just in the low end of the normal range. Okay, but then you go up there where there's more stress on the body because of less oxygen. Who knows, maybe you're walking around a lot more, I don't know that. But there's more stress on the body when people live at high elevations than there is at lower elevations. So if a person happens to have weak adrenal glands, sir, and that's why I get so grumpy about this, is because it's quite obvious. If a person happens to have a weak adrenal glands, and those adrenal glands can't make quite enough cortisol to handle that stress, guess what they make? It's called adrenaline, sir. And that's our very last line of defense. And up, if the adrenaline goes up, even if it only goes up a percentage, why, so does the blood pressure. What do you know? And so what's going on here probably, and what you really need is a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about to help you with this, is an assessment of the strength of the adrenal cortex. Now, the adrenals, for those of us who didn't go to medical school or haven't studied up on this, are made up of two parts, an inside and an outside, kind of like a peach with a pit in it. And the outer part, the fleshy part of the peach, is called the adrenal cortex, and that's what makes the cortisol, and that's the long-time marathoner stress fighter. It can come out for other things, too, like going up in high elevations, but that's the long-term stress fighter. Now, I got to do it, or otherwise I'm not going to be well at all, is the core of the adrenals. That's called the medulla. I didn't make these names up. That's just what they're called. And that makes the adrenaline. Now, usually, if we're not under terrific stress, our bodies can handle all the stress we need to with cortisol. But if the adrenals aren't able to make enough cortisol to meet the demand, then all we got left is the adrenaline, and that adrenaline pushes up the blood pressure and the pulse, sir. So what needs to be done about this situation is first find out if that is the explanation. It is most of the time. And what we do is have people collect all the urine for 24 hours. It's measured for a whole bunch of adrenal metabolites. And there is actually a textbook that tells us that certain of those adrenal metabolites should add up to a certain number or more for healthy adrenals. And if we do a little math and we find out they don't add up to that, what's next? What's next is it's perfectly possible to rebuild one's own adrenal strengths. Yes, it does take months, no question. But there was a professor who specialized in this, and he wrote us a book called Safe Uses of Cortisol, in which he pointed out that we can safely supplement cortisol if we don't ever go past a certain amount, and that gives our own adrenal glands a little rest and relaxation so they could recover, I should say. And he kept his record for 40 years, and he found that approximately 50% of everybody treated, that's all they needed was the cortisol. He wasn't a natural medicine doctor, though. Bless his heart, he used natural cortisol. So if we then add in all the other things that are necessary to help strengthen that adrenal cortex, then it goes from 50% to 100%, sir, and a person can stay stronger. Sometimes they have to continue the supplementation. Sometimes they have to use, I am not kidding, tablets that are made out of whole ground-up animal adrenal cortex, which has everything in it that's necessary to build one's adrenals. And then there's a European treatment that uses the contents of fetal animal, I'm not kidding you, sir, fetal animal adrenal cells. That's a really good treatment. It's more expensive, though, as you might expect, but it is all natural. It doesn't induce any bad reactions because it's from fetal animal, not adult animal. So there's this whole plethora of options one can do to strengthen their own adrenals, sir.
Well, can I get cortisol, like at the Helma Clinic? Is it a vitamin?
No, sir, you have to have a prescription. And for that, it might be just as wise. It's one of the few that I might agree with the so-called authorities on, because it's definitely possible to overdose and hurt yourself with this stuff. So you should be working with the doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in this, sir, and they'll prescribe it for you.
Okay, now the only thing is I'm going away, and the doctor said that it will my body will equal out. So my blood pressure should go down because I'm going to be going up into the mountains for 3 days.
And what's going to make it go back down coming out of the mountains again? I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
It may stay up somewhat higher while you're up there for 3 days, but hopefully that won't hurt anything. Usually doesn't.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll get in and see Dr. Sherman then.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Sherman knows how to do this, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time and have a wonderful day.
Well, you're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling.